Henry Nkemakolam, who is based in Magwe County of Eastern Equatoria State, says he frequently uses MTN mobile phone company to stay in touch with relatives in his home country, but warns using MTN can be very expensive.
For instance, 250 megabytes is at 700 SSP, 500 MB, 1400 SSP, 1 gig, 2550 SSP, and so on and so forth. Now, the worst or painful aspect of it all is that when you do this subscription, they don't endure. You can never make subscription and you use it for up to 3 weeks, let alone 1 week. And these subscriptions are supposed to last for a month.
Nkemakolam says while he often uses his MTN internet bundles for Facebook, reading online newspapers and WhatsApp, buying airtime to make calls is not cheap.
This so-called Yellow Sunday 100 megabytes MTN South Sudan is 3 megabytes they used to give. It's a big scam. Once you activate it, in the next 30 minutes, it's gone. So more or less, they give you with right hand and they collect with left hand.
Juba Town resident Ochan Anthony uses telecom companies to communicate and work from home. Anthony says his biggest problem with MTN is how they charge customers like him.
Rates have been so high. And purchasing internet is really expensive. Some people don't afford it. And for those who can afford it still, they have to spend a lot of money which they could have spent on other basic necessities. But secondly, it has been the cheating. Let's say, for instance, MTN, you charge bundles, you don't even use it, but the next time you're getting a lot that your internet is done, you have not even used it. Sometimes, before you even open your data after subscribing to a bundle, you find that it's already gone, you have to subscribe again.
Ochan says MTN offers poor services and says the reason they get away with it is because they are a monopoly in South Sudan. He calls on the government to regulate telecom companies and to encourage more investors to join the mobile phone industry. Juba resident Ochan Lazarus says telecom companies in South Sudan often hike prices at their own will. He says MTN even charges customers for automated messages sent to clients.
I remember that was in February. I had loaded £500. When I called my uncle in Torid, shortly I received an SMS saying I should recharge my account. I said, I have just reloaded my account, £500. I have talked for about 3 minutes and everything was cleared. So I didn't understand what went wrong. They couldn't even explain to me. When I called them, they said, you have ordered for a certain services here, so the money has gone for it. I said, how can my telephone automatically order for a service without my knowledge?
Juba resident Akana Richard says since Vivacell telephone company was closed in March 2018, he has not enjoyed making calls or using internet bundles. He says MTN and mobile phone company Zain have done very little to satisfy their customers in Juba.
They need to invest on the infrastructure, which is hard and expensive, but that's the only way. While the government has to reduce on taxes or even give them tax holidays, that will be a support to make change, to make more development on it.
Richard says telecom companies operating in South Sudan should invest in the infrastructure and expand to handle a big number of subscribers. South Sudan in Focus made repeated attempts to give MTN an opportunity to comment on the complaints from customers, but the company declined and instead asked this program to provide telephone numbers of the customers who complained about the services of MTN. In January 2019, 101 South Sudanese civil organizations petitioned the government of South Sudan over what activists called insufficiencies of telecom companies operating in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.